Macmillan Audio presents Another View by Rosamund Pilcher. Read for you by Lucy Patterson. Chapter 1. In Paris, in February, the sun was shining. At Le Bourget Airport, it gleamed coldly from an ice-blue sky, and this was reflected with much dazzle from the runways, still wet after a night's rain. From inside, the day looked inviting, and they had been tempted out onto the terrace, only to discover that the bright sun held no real warmth, and the gay breeze that blew the windsocks out at right angles had an edge to it like a knife. Defeated, they withdrew to the restaurant to wait for Emma's flight to be called, and sat now at a small table, drinking black coffee and smoking Christopher's Gaulois cigarettes. Unself-conscious, absorbed in each other, they nevertheless attracted a certain amount of attention. This was inevitable, for they made an arresting pair. Emma was tall and very dark, her hair worn back off her forehead and held in place by a tortoiseshell band, fell in a straight black tassel to below her shoulder blades. Her face was not beautiful, it was too clearly boned and strongly built for beauty, with a straight nose and a square and determined chin. But these features were redeemed and given much charm by large and unexpectedly grey-blue eyes, and a wide mouth, which, although it was quite capable of drooping disconsolately if she did not get her own way, could grin from ear to ear like a boy's when she was happy. She was happy now. She wore, on this cold...